is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I'm John Batchelor. Watching China, the troubles in China are the property hole in the economy. Gordon Chang, at Gordon Chi Chang, joins me. What is to be done? The news from China is that Xi Jinping, the General Secretary for Life, we presume, dropped by the People's Bank of China. He also visited the foreign exchange desk. Why? Gordon, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. Why does the all-powerful visit the People's Bank of China at this moment? What does he want, Gordon?
I think he wants to reassure the markets, John, because China is showing signs of distress, also signs of accelerating capital flight, which is a responsibility of the central bank. So what we are seeing right now, I think, is Xi Jinping, for the first time in a decade, paying attention to technical matters because the market demands it.
We turn to Hong Kong, that used to be an anchor for all of East Asia, for investment, for credit, for attracting overseas clients. The Wall Street Journal reporting in these last days, international companies began trickling out of Hong Kong a few years back, uneasy about the financial hub's tightening ties to mainland China. That first smattering of departures is now turning into a broad retreat involving banks, investment firms, and technology companies. Gordon and I welcome our colleague Mark Simon, longtime deputy to Jimmy Lai and director at the now-closed Apple Daily. Jimmy Lai remains detained, as far as I can tell, indefinitely by the People's Republic of China because he speaks up for freedom and what Hong Kong used to be. Mark, a very good day to you. Smattering, trickling, flood, all these metaphors. Hong Kong ain't what it used to be, and it's not going to help the trouble on the mainland. What is this banking meeting that's going on? What does it mean? How are foreign investors dealing with the shriveled Hong Kong? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I think the first thing we have to remember is that the Hong Kong that Jimmy Lai loved so much for its free market is fastly disappearing, if not all the way gone. The government is now have a policy of really interference. Laissez-faire is not what it used to be. And they're continuing to stretch and interfere in government. What that has generally led to is financial firms starting to leave. Now, we started to see money to leave when we actually had the extradition treaty attempt back in 2018. You started seeing private family money leave. And then after that, it's just been a slow trickle. And nobody holds a parade when they leave. We have to remember that. Nobody stands up and says we're leaving. They just kind of sneak out of town at the middle of the night. And what's happened now is it's just kind of impossible to keep the facade up any longer. There's just not the senior people that used to be there still there. And you can see it. You can feel it in the streets from what I'm told. I'm in Taipei now. You're seeing more people here of showing up here to live here. But Singapore is really cleaning up right now. And that's probably the new financial center of Asia.
Gordon, you have a question for Mark.
Mark, in Hong Kong, you have a lot of the mainland companies going to Hong Kong for a very long time. Is that continuing or have they built up their presences over period so that they now are not adding more into the former British colony?
Well, there's more of them sliding down there, but there's only so much they can do. And then the more interesting part of all of this is the untold story are the mainland companies that are sliding down to Singapore as well. Let's remember, a large part of the attraction to Hong Kong pre this 2019 crackdown was there was a sense of independence. There was an ability to have a separate rule of law. You didn't have national security people from China running all over town looking in bank accounts. So we are starting to see mainland Chinese move down. There was just a very interesting article in the Nikkei Press that the Hong Kong government was making a big effort to have wealth management grow in the Hong Kong market. And as the magazine points out, it's been a complete failure. Rich people are not going to put their money in Hong Kong when they have to deal with the CCP. So, yes, money's continuing to flee. You're seeing some mainland people come down. It's maybe preferable to live in Hong Kong over Beijing, but nothing to make up what's leaving.
Mark, We ask after the health of Jimmy Lai, detained by the authorities, and his prospects.
Jimmy, you know, from what I understand, he's still doing okay. He is, as far as we can tell, he is basically remains in solitary confinement. I wouldn't say he's having a good time. That Stanley Prison is an old, old prison, and, you know, it's not a comfortable place. But Jimmy is resolute. I think he's looking and hoping that he'll actually get his trial on December 18th. They've pushed this national security trial four times. December 18th is a bad omen that they rescheduled that for, because we all know that's the couple of weeks before the week before Christmas. That's a classic CCP move. They'll say, oh, we can't do it now. The holidays are coming up in Hong Kong, and then they'll find a reason to push it. So I don't know if they want to take Jimmy Lai to prison, because I don't think they want to give the guy his day in court. I mean, take Jimmy Lai to trial.
Gordon, you have a question for Mark.
Mark, if they don't take Jimmy Lai to trial, what are people in Hong Kong going to say? Or is the repression so comprehensive that no one's going to mention it at all?
I think people are very aware of this. People are watching it closely. We just got some more bad news. To hark way, way back, they are now going to put in Article 23. Article 23 was started the original mass protest in Hong Kong against the government in 2003 when they tried to put it in. Article 23 will basically be what I call a sweeper bill. It'll put in all the little technical things they need to continue the oppression. But people are watching this with Jimmy, because Hong Kong's only real quality is left is the rule of law. Well, I don't think it's left yet. It's left anymore. But there's a lot of people who still put stock in that. If they can't bring a guy to trial after 3 years, let's face it, they don't intend to do it. And then we've really entered the communist mainland system.
Mark, there's a very important election upcoming in Taiwan. What is the mood of the public? How do they respond to the pressure they're under, knowing they're a democracy and must vote?
Well, the people here, it's quite split. I'd say the DPP, the incumbent party, has a fairly decent lead. I put it between 35 and 38. The two other candidates, the KMT is in the gutter, not doing well. And then we have Mayor Kuh, who's the TPP. He's the new party, kind of, I wouldn't say populist, but he is a technocrat. He is running second. What we are seeing here, John, and this is what we're seeing for the first time, is we're seeing the mainland probably know they cannot win the election. In other words, when it's all said and done, I think Bill Lai from the DPP is going to win, the Democratic Progressive Party. But it's obvious the Chinese want him to win and be as weak as possible. So in other words, if they can hold him below 45%, the former president got 53. If they can hold him below 45 or something like that, then the argument starts, does he have a mandate? And I think we're actually seeing an election where the mainland China is not so much trying to win it, but they're trying to damage the DPP candidate. And they are quite active. They are. It is. I'm here. I'm seeing it. Everything from controlling tycoon press, for example, certain people can't get advertisements placed in certain pro-China newspapers, to just a series of leaks that are obviously coming from the mainland on scandals for the DPP.
Mark Simon, longtime deputy to Jimmy Lai and director at the now-closed Apple Daily in Taipei, Taiwan. Gordon Chang, I'm John.